Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. So this is Pop Culture Hour, not to be confused with Happy Hour. Although pop culture does make us all happy, and so does wine, so do what you want. All right, cool, everyone. Welcome. This is my favorite time of the month. It's Pop Culture Hour with Taylor Strecker. Taylor, I want to say something. Okay. The last time we did this, a month ago.
Yes.
Okay. No, you shouldn't be scared. I'm the bad guy here. I got a couple comments from people saying that I'm a mean girl. To you and to Bo, people who listen to Good, the Bad, the Baby, and to Lo, and that I, well, that I called you a fucking idiot.
About what? Why was I probably being a fucking idiot?
That I think I used the word dumb. Yeah. And so I sat with it, you know, like I sat with it. Cause I'm like, at first I was like, whew, okay, shit. That hurt. Like, damn, am I a mean girl? And then I'm like, you know, this is constructive criticism.
Okay.
And I thought about it for a while and I was like, I did say you fucking idiot. And I did say,
but
fucking
I need to know
dumb.
The context.
Usher's performance at the Super Bowl.
That I didn't like it.
But I thought about it, and then I even brought it up to Bo, and I was like, "Am I mean? Like, does this hurt your feelings?" He's like, "Well, you've never called me a fucking idiot." I'm like, "I most definitely have,
for sure. You like, most definitely have.
There's no way I haven't." And I was like, "Bo, I think that like calling people names is part of my love language. Like, yeah. I only do it
to those that
to
you
the
love.
People that I love. Like, I would never just." Call somebody else dumb. and I was like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
It's reserved for the most special beloved people in my life.
That's how I show my love. That's so fucked up. I need to change. But then I took it a step further and I'm like, I need to ask Taylor if it hurts her feelings when I say, you fucking idiot.
You know, I can't say it hurts my feelings if I don't even realize you're doing it.
Well, that makes me think that it's some sort of Stockholm syndrome.
Which could also
situation.
Be very true. Yeah, it's just like survival. It's just like, I have to block it all in order to like exist.
Yeah, like this is like, you've just accepted that like, well, this is how Stassi is. And if I'm, you know, if we're going to remain friends, I have to accept her for who she is, warts and all.
Well, here's the thing is I know you would never say anything that like wasn't in jest that harshly. So if it's harsh, I know you're just being funny.
Right.
Also,
that's what I thought.
I'm very comfortable being a fucking idiot. Do you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Like, I pride myself on being okay not knowing things. Like, part of my brand is like being clueless. So it's almost like you're just reaffirming that I am a consistent bitch, which I love. So it's like,
all right.
I said pass the baton. My like entire adult life.
Oh, you did?
Baton. And I thought it was
that's
baton.
Embarrassing.
And it's baton. And guess what? I'll still say baton because that's how I roll. So
right.
I think I wear fucking idiot like a badge of honor because sometimes she is a fucking idiot.
All right. Well,
let's with the language police, okay? Like, it's so funny. I love the word loser. What a great word.
Me too. It's a good one.
It's amazing.
It's a good one. And, you fucking loser.
And I also call myself a loser. You know what
I
mean?
For
but
sure.
Man, people really be out here telling on themselves, okay?
Yeah.
Because if you're a crybaby in the corner because I say something is like in general losery or loserville or what a loser, the people that lose their mind over loser, losers.
Yeah.
Like, winners don't cry over a loser. Like, you can call me a loser and I laugh.
100%.
And actually, I'm pretty insecure. So if you're like a crybaby in the corner of a loser, you tell me you're a loser. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So idiot. Like, if I really thought I was dumb, maybe that would affect me. But I'm secure enough in my insecurities of my intelligence. Like, I actually feel like I'm so proud of myself that I don't need to know everything. Because I know some people that, like, they're insecure about their intelligence, so they feel like they have to know everything, and they go, like, it's like doth protest too much. So, like, they go overboard being like, I know everything. And I'm like, what an exhausting existence. I'm like, I know nothing. I'm terrible at social media. Like, I set the bar low.
Yeah.
So I'm always winning. You know?
Okay. I love that. You made me feel a lot better. Yeah. I just, you know, if you ever find that something I have said to you stings,
let me know in the moment so I can check myself. But you know what? I like when people have a sense of humor and call me a fucking idiot or a fucking loser or a fucking moron or a dumb bitch or a fugly whore.
Fugly
I don't
whore.
Care.
That, I'll call you fugly whore. That's
call me
favorite.
Fugly whore all day, every fucking day. Okay,
you know, Instagram's such a sensitive baby. Like the way, I can't even write bitch, say bitch, think bitch around Instagram. It like runs away crying. It's ridiculous.
Remember when I was shadow banned because I ingest?
Yes,
called you a bitch.
Yes,
on my story.
Yeah, like. I remember Jackie Schimmel got in trouble because she called herself
her dog or her dog a bitch
the sex
or something.
With the dog.
Okay, yeah, that was
the bestiality of it all.
Yeah, for sure.
But really, it's like God. Like whenever I tried to write when I was in St. Bart's.
St. Bart's. Is that how? Okay. Well, obviously, I'm gonna ask you how fucking St. Bart's.
But I took a picture of my feet and I was gonna say cute shoes, fugly feet. I love alliteration. And Instagram was like, warning. Warning word.
Really?
And I was like, fugly?
Because of fugly? Oh, no.
Girl, they're taking all of our joy away.
I just I can't live like this.
I know.
I can't. I like to speak like a character out of Mean Girls.
Yes.
That's the language. I came of age. I came into my own.
Yes.
During the age of Tina Fey and Mean Girls. Exactly. And I need to be able to speak that way. Otherwise, I short circuit and I don't know how to be.
Well, I will be your safe space for needing to get the poisonous verbal abuse out of your system. Glad to do it. Wear like a badge of honor.
Okay, it's glad so I cleared funny. This up.
I didn't even remember it. That's how unfazed I am by it. But thank you to everybody
I'm
for
thinking about
me.
It a whole month later. Like, I'm not joking, Taylor. I brought it up on The Good, The Bad, The Baby. I had a discussion with Lo and Bo. So, in that podcast, we discussed, do I hurt y'all's feelings?
And
do I need to change?
And the answer was resounding.
They were like, no. But Bo was like, if you were to call me an idiot, though, that would make me feel bad. And I was like,
he has Stockholm syndrome. He's literally blocking it. You definitely have.
I know. There's no way I haven't.
I mean, just traveling in general. Lots of idiot words are thrown around whilst traveling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know? Well, I just needed to get it. I needed to clear the air, get it off my chest, put it out there to the universe. Know that the criticism, I've received it. I've taken it seriously. I've digested it. And I choose to still say fucking idiot. That's on me. And I want to.
Growth.
My body, my choice. Okay. Let's talk about St. Barth.
Let's Barth's, talk about
or is Saint, it or is it Barth?
Saint. Okay, so Claudia said it's like Barcelona. It's like a fat tongue.
I'm not saying it. I'm saying St. Barth's. I'm saying St. Barth's.
St. Barth's.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You shut up. You shut up. You shut the fuck up. You said you were going on a quick honeymoon 5 years later, 3 years later. She got married 3 years ago, you guys.
Almost
and she's gone on
3 years,
so many different trips being like, this is, we're looking at this kind of like our honeymoon. We're looking at it as our honeymoon. And this time again, she's like trying to make excuses. Like, you don't need to give me an excuse as to why you're deciding.
I remember this conversation. We talked about this, but
I'm just updating people.
It had to be our honeymoon. I can't go away on an extravagant.
And it had to be used with Amex points. You were like, it's with, we're using our Amex points. That's the only way. You're a liar.
I swear.
You did not stay in St.
Bart. No. I'll break it down for you, bitch. I will.
For a month on Amex.
We were not there for a month. We were there for half a month.
You were there for over 2 weeks. You
17
guys.
17 days. It's disgusting. It's psychotic. I'm embarrassed. It's irresponsible. No. This is legit. No. I know I do the thing, but here's the thing. So people are so, everybody's triggered by everything everybody does, right? You know what I mean? So it's not lost on me. I'm already weird about money. I'm already weird about being irresponsible and it looking bad. So when I am being actively irresponsible, I need to acknowledge and I also have to say what I did. Cause it's I'm not in a position where I can just go, pish posh, I'm going to St. Bart's for 17 nights.
Are you sure?
Positive, but it doesn't mean that I'm not irresponsible. It doesn't mean that credit card debt is not now a thing that is presently in my life. But also, it got so out of control.
From the outside, looking in.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, it looked whack. No, like in the best way possible. Like it looked like great for you. That's fun. I wish I was you in this moment, but have you lost your fucking mind?
Yes.
Like it looked like that.
Yes.
You know, like she's still there.
Well, that's the
they're still there.
I feel like people are like, who are you and how dare you?
How does it even
But that's
happen?
Why I have to say the things, because it's like, I could have never afforded to spend 17 nights in St. Bart's. Like, you just look
just
at...
Just say St. Bart's, B-A-R-T-S. Sound it out the way that it... Or that, the way Bart's. That word looks. It's, for it, the it's, sake of me.
It is St. Bart's. It's how it's said. Like, Bart. Bart Simpson. St. Bart's.
Great. That's what I like. I like
it. But St. Bart's... Yeah. I mean... No. Bart's... St. Bart's... It's probably that. St. Bart's. Okay. Like how it's Barcelona's. It's yeah. like, you know, Ibiza... Mm-hmm.
No, I refuse. Okay. Anyway.
So
I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
So basically, we originally planned to go for 9 nights, okay? If it was just my birthday, okay?
Oh, I think I didn't realize that.
Yes. So
I didn't realize that it was.
So okay. It was my birthday, and I was like, let's go to Miami for 4 nights. And Tay was like, no, fuck that, I don't want to. So then it was like, fine, let's go to Tulum for 5 nights. But
you
then that
told
was
this
expensive.
Story.
All of
you
it.
Told the, you told this story on the
so
podcast
we ended
last
up on,
month.
But when we got ourselves to St. Bart's, I was like, well, this is now, I can't say, first of all, I can't have that on my, like, my report card, okay, of special occasionship. It can't be on the record that we went to St. Bart's for my birthday, because then I have to do something extravagant for her birthday, and we can't afford that. So I had to be like, it's our honeymoon.
Oh.
It just happens to fall on my birthday. But this is not my trip. This is our trip. To like explain, like,
yeah.
How dare I? Who,
yeah, for
who
sure.
would I be? You know? I know. What yeah. a brat. That's an ultimate brat. So that's why I went to honeymoon. So we were going for 9 nights.
Okay.
And then Claudia was whispers, not whispers, but like gentle conversations, like, St. Bart's, I'm interested. Wait, what if I really could come? Wait, but for real? And I was like, yes, fucking meet us. That'd be fun. It was giving Stassi.
Yeah.
It absolutely was. Katie.
It absolutely was.
Wait, can you break that down for me, how that transpired? Because I feel like this was very similar.
Well, this happened in a matter of 24 hours.
This kind of like too.
Katie and Tom texted me at like the end of their, they had already been there for like a week or whatever. And at the end, and they're like, we have a few days left and like, we miss hanging out with people, like fly here. And I was like, I'm single with like no responsibility or anything. Like, and this is supposed to be like my year of yes, YOLO. Yes. All right. YOLO. I said, why don't you guys sleep on it? Just in case y'all are drunk and saying this.
Right.
Then let me know in the morning. And if you still feel the same way, I will go to LAX and literally buy a ticket. And that's
and
how that
where
happened.
Was it? Bora Bora?
Yeah. Which was Bora boring. Like, it's gorgeous, like, beautiful, like, I had my own hut. It was the most expensive vacation I've ever taken in my life. Like, I had my own hut over the water. Yeah. But there's, like, it's quiet. Everyone's reading their books. There's, like, not much, like, to do. Like, yeah, we jet skied and all that stuff. But
right.
I, like, I'm not a, you
no,
know
I
this.
Know. I was
I'm
talking
not
about
a beach
this when we were on
person.
The beach. I was, like, they were, like, we have to come back here. And we have to come back here with, like, a group. Like, Stassi and Bo have to come. And I was, like, I don't know, man. They don't love a beach vacation. You guys really aren't beach babes. You're
no,
not.
We just love to go, you know, explore European cities.
I know,
we're
but
so
maybe,
cultured.
But if there's any way we can get you to a beach vacay, this is the one, bitch.
Okay.
This is the one. We have to do it. We have to do it.
All right. Okay, so so Claudia
so
started
nine,
messaging.
So nine, so I said to her, well, we're leaving this upcoming Sunday. But well, she was like, well, I can't.
Also, for anyone who's wondering, Claudia Ostray from The Morning Toast.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So just, girl with no job. Yes.
Girl with no job. Yeah. So people are like, who the fuck is Claudia?
So she was like, I'm jealous. I want to come. And she was like, but when are you leaving? I was like, and we were probably talking like, I don't know, a few days into our trip. We were still in St. Martin. And she was like, so you're going to go to St. Martin. And then I was like, St. Bart's for 6 nights. She was like, oh my God, I want to come. I'm like, so meet us at the end of the trip on the weekend. But then Ben couldn't come, her husband, because of work.
Yes.
So she was like, he's ruining my life. And I was like, well, it's okay because we're on our trip still. And I was like, listen, we are considering extending our trip because like we've done like the beach club and like the ultimate honeymoon, just like being lazy and sports. spoiled. But everyone says you got to rent a car, you got to go to the public beaches. So I think we're going to switch our flights to Friday, no matter what. We found amazing, once you're on the island, Airbnbs aren't scary. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I know. We literally drove past three and we're like, we like that one. And it was affordable. So I was like, we could do this responsibly and stay until Friday. We can like go to public beaches. I can work. We can like cook dinners in. Like we can be like smart about this.
Yeah.
But so that was another three nights that we added on. And then Claudia and Ben came on a Wednesday and then we didn't leave till Monday. So that was another five nights with them. So five plus the three over to get to the time with them was eight. So half that, half the trip alone was like waiting and then getting to the Claudia and Ben portion of it. So that's why it was so psychotically long. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That was where I was confused because I first heard of this idea while I was just casually doing my makeup, listening to The Toast, and all of a sudden I hear Claudia going, I'm trying to get Ben to go to St. Bart's. And I'm like, what did I just hear in real time? FOMO? And I'm like sitting here with like a crying baby, screaming toddler. It's raining, so we can't like take him anywhere. I'm like, fuck, this is not fair. So I had to hear she talked about it for days. I'm like, wasn't she going to go?
Yeah. And it really was back and forth. She really was grappling. And that's when we were like, we said, we are staying till Friday, no matter what. We have an Airbnb. We can extend it if we need to. If not, that's fine too. But like we're extending for us. So no press. And that's like, once the press is off, she was like, I'm fucking coming.
Okay.
And then it was game on.
Great for y'all. I genuinely am happy for you, okay? I'm happy for everyone included. Everyone that was there, everyone who participated, happy. Tell me what it was like. This is why I don't think Beau and I would like it.
Okay.
Because hot take, cheesy, overly wealthy people kind of annoy us.
Yes.
And it's like, I like scary, overly wealthy people. Like, oh, you are, you know, you've been in the royal like line before. You know what I mean? Like,
don't even know how to smile anymore.
Saltburn. Saltburn.
You like wealthy people. Dark and twisted rich people.
Yes. But when I see a bunch of wealthy people spending all of their money shaking champagne bottles and spraying it, wearing head-to-toe designer clothes in bright colors, like bright colored designer clothes. And, you know, it's like seeing the logos everywhere and they're talking about their business, what they do. And I just don't like it.
I know.
It's not my vibe.
It's a very triggering place. We were the normal ones there, if that sheds any light.
But are a normal person.
But like, we can also be like insane people. You know what I mean?
And we never get sick of being around you. No,
but you know what I'm saying? Like in terms of like, we're loud, we're partiers, you know, it's like, I'll get on a table and dance some tequila.
Oh yeah. Like see, I won't do that. Getting on it. I saw that. I'm not getting on tables and dancing.
But like, we still paled in comparison to the level of crazy that exists on that island. It was like going to like a sporting event, but it was a bunch of rich people running around drunk. Spectating, amazing. I will say, you wake up, you're hungover as fuck, which we can operate hungover. You go to the beach club, you spend all day, you eat, you drink, you come home, you take a nap, and then you go to like a 9:30, 10 o'clock dinner that then turns into a party. But it's not a super late island. You end up going to sleep around like 1-ish, 2 latest.
Okay.
And then, re-rinse and repeat type of a thing. Or repeat and rinse type of a thing. Yeah, you're just constantly spending money.
Yeah, well, that. But I also, like Claudia had said on her podcast, she was like, this is the type of place where you go and you make friends. And I'm just like, no, that's not. That. No. Like,
it
I don't
is.
Know.
A very I don't, friendly, I, it is a very friendly island too. Everybody wants to make friends. We got invited.
Would I have
so
liked making
dinners.
Friends?
You know, the people were all really cool. I think you would have really, really liked them. I actually met someone who knows a friend of yours. I'll tell you off the podcast, but she was a vibe. Like I loved her. Like I was like, did we just become best friends? Like loved. But
it's just like,
is,
I go on vacation to like have a break from talking.
I guess that.
Communicating. Like I go on vacation so that I can just like sit at a fucking cafe in, you know, Paris or Rome and like people watch and drink spritzes and like then go look at some like cool old architecture and walk around the city and have like really good dinners and like go to like little like nighttime dinner drinks, like after dinner drinks
but
places.
That's why you would like this. Like it is, and it's French. So it's all the food is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I hear
you. So there's that. Cause usually Caribbean islands food is slop.
Right.
So like this was like, I mean, listen, there were definitely some meals that we were like, fuck this $50 pasta. Like this is terrible and it's expensive. It's like a double whammy. Trust me. There are those nights. And Tate and I just went over our credit cards and some people have an issue charging my credit card twice every single place we went. So we're about to deal with a lot of that. You know, I bet rich people just don't even check, right? Don't even look.
No, because their business managers are doing it all. Although maybe their business managers are like, why are you being charged twice at all these restaurants? But the rich people, the billionaires don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck, but I give a fuck. Okay, yeah. I'm a late in life cheap ass lesbian. So you know I'm like combing through everything with Tay.
I want to talk about something that I could not live without when it comes to babies. I've been talking about it for a while. I am so glad that Messer is now old and like he's in the sleep sack era of his life because swaddling is just not my favorite. Okay. I'm talking about the Dreamland baby sleep sack. Specifically, the weighted one. You guys, the way I was counting down the days after Messer was born, me like, I cannot wait to just put him in the Dreamland weighted baby sleep sack. We're here. We got here about like, I think a month and a half ago. I think that's when I made the transition from swaddling into the sleep sack. And it could not have gone smoother. So I did this with Hartford back when she was, I think I started her on this sleep sack when she was 6 months old. Let me explain what this is. The way that this was actually created was because a mom who created this company, she had a baby. Her baby was waking up like every hour and a half and she threw like a heavy throw blanket on him and noticed that he immediately calmed down. So she was like, what if we make a weighted sleep sack that feels like, you know, a heavy blanket? And she did. And it's incredible. So it's a sleep sack. It's weighted. Zippers, both sides. So like if you need to change your baby's diaper in the middle of the night, you can. You don't have to take off the sleep sack because how annoying would that be? So it's easy access to the bum and the diaper. They're so soft. They come in cute colors. And honestly, like the more that I wash them, even like the softer they get. And I know that they're made from quality materials. Okay. And they have a CoverCom technology. So the evenly distributed weight from shoulders to toes. It's exclusive to Dreamland baby products. I could not rave about this enough. In fact, I like love Dreamland baby swaddles so much that like I didn't even use my own code. I literally went and bought them and forgot that I had a code. I just go and buy them because I love them. Okay, so go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. I wish I told myself that. So go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi for 20% off site-wide. If you're having trouble with your baby sleeping, I'm telling you, try it. It is incredible. I'm of the age, or I don't know if it's like the age or just like the time in my life where I only want good pieces in my wardrobe. Like, and also it might be because I had to get rid of like my giant closet room. You know, I turned our extra room into a closet and then I had a baby, so I had to turn it into a nursery. So I had to just like get rid of a lot of the things and I streamlined my closet and I realized I don't need that much. I just need nice things. And in discovering that that's what I want for myself, I had also discovered Quince, I feel like about a year ago. And Quince has, it's like changed my life because they have such like luxury, like high quality pieces, timeless pieces, classic styles. And they're for a fraction of the price because they only work with, because they partner directly with factories. So therefore, the middleman gets cut out, which means that they're not marking up the prices. Okay. So you're looking at like Mongolian cashmere sweaters for only $50. That's what I'm talking about. 15 karat gold jewelry. Like this ring that I wear on my middle finger, it's a gold croissant ring with pave diamonds. I bought on Quince, like for not that much. All of my cashmere sweaters. And like, I even have short sleeved ones. I just went and bought every single color because I'm like, Quince, this is amazing. And they are so soft and they like keep up with every wash and they just feel even better after every wash. So when you go to Quince, you are literally buying luxury items for a fraction of the price, but they're items that you are going to have in your wardrobe for a very, very long time. Timeless staples for everyone. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Stassi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Stassi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Stassi.
But it is just, it's like, it's so much. It's so much. That's the thing about it too. Like, it's so much fun. Like, it can be like so bougie, but it can be like so romantic and quiet. Like, it can be whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
So when it was just me and Tay, we were meeting friends, but like, okay. Had Claudia and Ben not been on their way, we would have engaged with more friendship. We would have been like, yes, let's fucking go. But because we knew that there was a tsunami of fun coming at us, we were like, we must relax. We must prepare our bodies for what's to come. So we bailed, not bail, but we like got invited to a lot of cool things that we decided not to do because we were trying to like save money and like save like our souls. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So, but like, so you can make friends. And I don't know. It's like trip friends. It's kind of, it's nuanced. I don't know. Tay and I love being alone. So like, I don't need to make a friend. Like Wasman and I had to make vacation friends or else it was like, just like Silent Bob. It was not fun at all.
Taylor, I don't think I've ever made a vacay friend. One time when Bo and I were in Paris and we went to the fondue place that's up in Montmartre. I never know how to fucking say that word, whatever. Up there. And you have to like sit hardcore next to people like on this like bench. It's like you drink wine out of baby bottles. It's like really cool and fun.
Oh, you told us about that place. Yeah. You didn't get a chance to go.
I actually sat and talked to the girl that was next to me for like more than 15 to 20 minutes. And Bo's never, I don't know, but Bo's never forgotten it. He's like, look, you made a friend on a vacation. But we didn't exchange info. We didn't like, none of that. I spoke to her for 20 minutes and that is my version.
And that was enough for you.
Yeah, well, because it's like, why make friends on vacation? I'm never going to see you guys again. And I only like to put my energy into people that I know are going to be a part of my life forever.
I know. Well, I will say we did meet this one girl to die for our last day in St. Barts. And I feel like she will be a friend forever. Like she lives in Miami.
Really?
Yeah, she lives in Miami. She like comes up to New York. Like I feel like we'll always have a relationship from here on out.
Maybe I just haven't met anyone on vacay that I've been able to be like, you can be a friend for life.
Yeah, I know what you're saying too, though. Like we met like a lot. Tay and I met like a lot of people like before Claudia and Ben got there. We actually met a lot of people while they were there too, but it was more prevalent when it was just two of us because it is kind of like a group island. So I think people who are in couples are perpetually looking for more because the more people you have, the more of a party is, the more fun it is. But it doesn't have to be like that. Like you can go to like public beaches. Like you can like do it low key. I'm just saying I really think we need to try to figure this shit out.
I'm saying probably not.
And
I don't know.
Like,
I'm just like being realistic. Probably not.
I know. Because it's a beach energy, you really are not a beach gal.
Because like if this was 2019 and I had not had children.
Okay.
And me and Bo could do whatever the fuck we want and go on vacations all the time.
Okay.
I'd say, yeah. You call Claudia, let's get a crew together. Yep. I want to see what you guys are talking about. I want to be able to do this. But because now I am a hostage and my life is not my own, when we do go on vacation, it's like, it needs to either be like, if it's just going to be me and Bo, it has to be exactly what we want to do.
I get it.
It has to be exactly what me and Bo want to do because we don't get to go on vacation as much anymore.
It's too precious.
Exactly. But then there's also the thought of like, well, I loved to travel with, like, I loved bringing Hartford to Europe. Like, I loved seeing Europe through her eyes. So like, do I want to bring my children? I want my children to experience the world. So do I, now there's that element. Like, you know, so I doubt that I'm ever going to have the ability to go on a group trip to party in St. Bart's. I don't know. I just like don't really see that in my future.
I'm going to hold hope. I'm going to hold hope my little okay. heart for it because I really think like I was really thinking about you and Beau joining us the whole time. It would be so much fucking fun. Like literally so much fun.
Do they welcome kids there or is this like a not kid place?
No, it's totally, people bring kids there totally, fully. I mean, yeah, there's lots of kids there. I wouldn't bring kids just because it's so expensive.
Right.
But it's kind of like, you know, they're not, there's no kid menu, okay? So.
Right.
Everything, right. $50, everything, a cab, a fucking plate of tuna, a fucking spoiled child mac and cheese. It's literally the name of the mac and cheese.
Okay. Spoiled child mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I don't know, Tay. But I'm glad you had a really great time.
Thank you. I'm going to hold that hope. I know, but like you were saying FOMO, but I was like, but is she? Because she's Queen of JOMO.
Oh, no. But I was having FOMO, even though it wasn't my type of thing because the people involved, the outfits.
Were you so proud of me?
Yeah.
Thanks, girl.
I really was. You guys looked so amazing in all of your OOTDs. And then to see like Claudia and Ben then join in on the OOTD. And I was like, oh, seeing just like putting on cute outfits. You had sparkly everything, sparkly shoes, sparkly purse, white off the shoulder blouses, denim shorts. I'm like, she's wearing my dream outfits right now. Like your striped little dress or whatever. Like
wasn't
just
that
really
so cute. It's a shorts jumper. Zara.
It's whatever it is, it was so, so cute. So like that gave me FOMO and knowing the company, like that you guys were just like having fun in like a European area.
Yes.
In cute outfits without me. That's really what it was. It wasn't like the party aspect of it.
Yes.
Like
yes.
I love to drink. I love cocktails. I can get down.
You can that's get not down what I'm, with your bag.
Like, I hope I'm not giving the impression that like I don't do that anymore. Oh no. I love cocktails. Okay. So like I just don't like staying up till 2 and going and I definitely don't like to dance on tables. Like you even saw that on Vanderpump Rules. I think it was the last season I was on. The white party in Mexico. Dance? I refused to get up. Everyone was like getting up all on the tower to like dance. And I'm like, no, the producers were like yelling at me, being like, go get up there with them. Go get up there with them. Why are you being such a loser? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want to. Like, it's not a no. Also, I'm wearing a maxi dress and Spanx underneath it. So like, it just isn't like the dancing on the table vibe. So like, leave me the fuck alone, you guys. I will watch from the stands.
I know, but you could watch us act like fucking idiots. How amazing would that be?
Yeah, but then I could imagine you guys being like, come on, Stassi, come on. Stop being such a loser. Come on, get it. Why aren't you having more fun? I'm like, I am having fun. This face that I'm making right now is fun. Just because I don't look like I'm having fun, I am inside. You know who I remind me of?
Who?
Aubrey Plaza.
Totally. In everything.
That's my way. That's how I feel about fun. Like, I am having fun. Like, this is what I look like when I'm having fun. So
this is my I'm having so much fun face.
Yes. So like trust. Anyway. Any last thoughts on St. Bart's?
No. How are my babies? How's my godson?
He is 6 months old. 6 months old. That's insane to me. We've just been passing around like a little cold, like nothing that ever gets serious. So like, I feel like a little bit like shit today, but I know that like we'll get over it. Same old with the little kitties, you know.
When am I going to get to see you? We have to plan something.
I would like to, whatever.
It's on me. I know.
No, it's not on you because you just spent every last penny that you have. So it's definitely not on you. It's not on you.
It's so bad, Stassi. It's so out of control.
Must be so nice. It's like, even when I go to like shop for like a purse or a pair of shoes, I'm like, oh, I should be spending this on my kids. And I'm like, this sucks.
I know. Like, I know.
This sucks. I want to spend money on
like that. And you know what I do? I like won't buy myself stuff and I want to buy Tay stuff. Isn't that a sickness? Ew. Oh, gross.
Yeah, I've never felt that way with Beau.
Selfless of me. It's disgusting.
I think because you're a lesbian and it's fun to buy for other girls.
Yes. But like, but I want it too.
Yeah. Well, you can also share.
No, I don't share. I hate sharing. She doesn't treat my stuff as nice as I treat my stuff.
I could see that.
I let her write. I let her borrow my real Goyard bag, not my fake one, my real one. She fucked it up.
You have a real one and a fake one?
Well, I had a real one from one friend. It was on its last leg. And so I bought the fake ones because, like, fuck it, whatever. But I let her borrow my real one because I was like, I'm not bringing fake Goyard to fucking France. I'll get arrested.
That would be so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
No, everyone would know. So everyone would know, I'm convinced.
Everybody would know. They'd like arrest me at customs and shit like that. So I gave it to Tay and we grabbed a piece of aloe when we were on the property of our hotel. And apparently this aloe, like as like a defense mechanism, just like gushes red and like deep purple. And it got fucking everywhere.
So sci-fi.
And it's okay, cool. All over my Goyard. And I was like, I don't mean to be a bitch, but to be a bitch, this is why we can't have nice things. Like you can't share my nice things because then you have to replace them. And I'm not going to, whatever. I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, did I see a post that you went to Hermes and bought those basic bitch sandals that everyone has?
I did not buy a thing on our shopping day. We went into an Hermes store and we tried a multitude of things on. I cannot confirm or deny if things were purchased. I cannot.
Okay.
But I did not.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know because, you know, we had a good discussion this past summer about sandals and what types of sandals to buy. Remember when I accidentally bought fake Chanel ones off of Poshmark or whatever, and I'm like, these are trash and I can't return them.
Which I actually think they're fabulous.
I tried to give them to you.
I didn't take them?
No, I think you took them and you were like, actually, they're so uncomfortable. It's because they're not real.
No.
So they're just like, they're just there waiting for me. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so I saw you go post about those Hermes sandals, the ones that I don't understand the hype with. And I don't like that every single person has them. So we look like a bunch of sheep walking around during the summer, all in the same fucking shoes. And they're so expensive that like, it doesn't make sense to me. Let's buy something cuter.
So I will say in St. Bart's, they're like not quite half less, but like a deep third less expensive than they are in the US.
Oh.
And there's no taxes.
But the thing is, but everyone has those sandals.
I know.
What are they called? What's the type of sandal? Oron? The Oron? O-R-A-N,
I don't even know what they're called, but they're gorgeous. There was one pair I tried on that in this like electric blue suede. And I was this close, girl, to being like, I'll take them. Yeah. But I was like, you've been here literally for 15 days. You are not allowed to buy anything.
Electric blue suede. That actually does sound cool. It's just, it drives me crazy when I'm on TikTok, fashion TikTok, and it's summertime and every single influencer, every single person I see, even all of the videos of being like what people are wearing in St. Bart's today, what people are wearing in like Cannes today, every single person is wearing these sandals. So I'm like, that's boring. Then I don't want them anymore.
But I will say they are very, the sandals journey that Stassi and I have been on together. Like this is like, and I'm still, there's no relief.
We still haven't settled. There's no, that we still haven't settled on the right sandal for me.
Yeah. I will say, having looked at all these fancy women trying on all these gorgeous sandals, I was very tempted to get on the Hermes sandal train. I actually, having witnessed it firsthand, I actually get it. I'm like, fuck. And I was kind of like, whatever, I can splurge, but like, oh, I just, instead of buying a pair of sandals I could wear a million times, I bought a fucking jumpsuit that's like all fucking St. Bart's bullshit. And it's got like St. Bart's embroidered on it. My brain broke in St. Bart's, okay?
That's very crazy, unraveling rich woman of you.
She's on brand. So unraveling rich woman. I'm gonna wear it one night. I'll like wear it out with heels and like you know, like spice it up, but you're gonna be like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Thanks for circling back. All right, the way that I feel like Liquid IV has become like my new ranch. Like the way that I was so obsessed with ranch. I mean, I still love ranch, like don't get me wrong, but like there is not a day that goes by that I do not drink Liquid IV. Not one day. If you are new here, okay, Liquid IV, it's a hydration multiplier. Okay, so just like one little pack of it alone, when you put it in your water, it's basically like drinking twice the amount of water, okay? And it has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. There's also 8 vitamins and nutrients for just like everyday wellness. And they taste, it tastes absolutely delicious. So, I mean, we all need to be hydrated, but think about the times we need to be extra hydrated. Okay. When we're playing sports or exercising or whatever, like that sort of thing. When we're traveling, like in flights, like I always have liquid IV packs with me. When we're hungover, that helps. While we're drinking or before bed, that helps so that you don't get hungover. I just have become so obsessed that it's just like become like was what I do. I wake up, I have liquid IV, and I have it also before I go to bed. And while I was pregnant, they came up with sugar-free liquid IV because my favorite pack used to be passion fruit, and it still is. But like, I would say my number one favorite now is the sugar-free white peach. Like that's pretty much my go-to every single day. So however you hydrate, grab your liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Stassi at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Stassi at liquidiv.com. Okay. So we haven't even gotten into pop culture hour.
Let's do it, bitch.
We haven't even discussed. You guys, we're just going to discuss two things because that's all I give a fuck about right now. The Academy Awards, let's talk about it. And let's talk about Kate Middleton's, where the mystery,
where
the conspiracy.
Kate Middleton?
Where the fuck? So first, let's talk about the Academy Awards. Did you watch them?
I did, which is kind of a shock, isn't it? My sister-in-law was like, I want to do an Oscars party. So we like went over. It was really, we just really watched. It wasn't like anything formal. But, you know, I'm not an award show girly. I have like a natural, I repel all things award shows. I don't know if I'm jealous, but it's been even since I worked at Sirius. So this is like a long-standing loathing of award shows.
Interesting.
But I did enjoy myself. I enjoy.
I feel the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I get so excited for award shows. Ever since I was a little girl, it's like that I would look forward to the Academy Awards, to the Golden Globes, to the SAG Awards, fucking anything. I loved watching not just the red carpet, but the entire award show. I just like, I feel feelings when I watch people like it happening. And so yesterday, Beau was like, should we take the kids to the Grove? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And then I realized that like they had bumped up to make it earlier. So I was like, actually, like, Beau, the awards are like earlier and I want to see everybody's outfits. Maybe like, let's just stay in.
Yes,
and
he's so like, what time was it? Like 3 or 4 for you?
It was at 4. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he was like, okay, well then I'll just take Hartford to the Grove. And I was like, no, because like, I want her to hang around me. Like I was like craving like Hartford time.
Well, I feel like what the Super Bowl is to people that like sports, this is what the Oscars is, right? To women.
Yeah. No, that's what I said. So then I decided, I was like, fuck it. We'll just all go and we'll take Messer. Cause like, I don't want it to just be me and Messer here watching the award show. Like I wanted Hartford here too.
Right.
So we go to the Grove and I'm like, you know, and I say this to Beau, I was like, Beau, like I'm bouncing the baby. We're trying to feed Hartford and I'm trying to scroll, refresh, looking at everyone's outfits, refresh. And I'm like, this is bullshit.
Right.
This is actually like, if I were to have looked at you during the Super Bowl and said, let's go to the fucking Grove. That was different. We didn't leave because I wanted to go do something fun. We left because it was time to put the baby down.
That's true.
I didn't want to ruin his schedule and then I'd be up all night long.
But you're saying the Oscars deserve the same level of respect as the fucking Super Bowl.
Yes. So after we were done like getting dinner, lunch, whatever it was that we got, we like raced home and like I put it on and I like Hartford screaming at me, asking me for things. Then I realized daylight savings time. It's already 6:30.
Oh.
So I'm trying to like rewind and like watch the Academy Awards. And I'm like, how are any parents watching this right now? Because I just realized now it's time to go give my baby a bath, even though the sun is shining brightly than ever. Fuck daylight savings time.
Crazy. Well, because over here it's a nighttime show. It starts at like 7. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but it didn't stop my nephews from literally building forts in the middle of us watching it. This one of my nephews was like, I just want to build a fort. We were like, this is not the venue. We're trying to listen to Andre Bocelli sing and we want to cry. But I actually actually enjoyed these. I really did enjoy these award shows.
Okay, well, I didn't get to watch all of them. Okay. So after I put Messer down, I already saw that Emma Stone had like won Best Actress. And I was like, I'm missing.
Oh, damn, you missed a lot.
I'm missing it all. So I tried to rewind. And so like I watched the opening monologue. I watched, you know, I fast forwarded through some things. So like I watched some of it, just like not live in its entirety. But the little parts that I did see, I get emotional.
Me too.
I get emotional even if it's boring. Like Jimmy Kimmel was kind of bore. His jokes were kind of lame, it still made me emotional. It's like the movie magic. It's like Hollywood. It's watching all of these people do these very privileged things and pat themselves on the back and be like, who,
it's
me?
It's so self-gratifying.
It is. And I love it. I love to watch it. Zero complaints. I woke up and saw all of these complaints about it being like, are we over the Oscars yet? Like, you know, it is so self-aggrandizing and just so out of touch. And I'm like, who cares? It's fun. It's fun to watch people think this of themselves. Like, let them pat themselves on the back. Like, fuck it.
Let them literally make pretending for a living be more important than teaching, than medicine.
Yeah.
Literally.
You know what? Who cares though? It's like, this is just like one night. You know what I mean? Well, they have a lot of award shows.
Yeah, but
like,
they've got a lot of nights.
They have a lot. But it's just like, we're not hurting anyone by letting them act like they're all curing cancer.
And they all act that way. They take themselves so seriously.
So seriously. But I love it. Know. You know, it's like, it's the way that like, I feel like
feeding
Hollywood
into their delusions of grandeur.
Like, it just makes me think of like old Hollywood and just,
I can get that. I can understand that sentiment and towards that nostalgia. It also kind of feels like, this was the thing I will say about the Oscars. I get it, Academy. They're like, and we love movie theaters. It's like, we get it. And nothing's going to win from streaming because you guys hate streaming for a fair reason. I understand it. Like, the strike made me really understand way more about the industry. You know what I mean? So I get why they were all pushing the agenda of like, in a theater, in a movie theater. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, we get it. So Tane and I did a really good job of watching almost every nomination for Best Picture before. So seriously, Tay makes me do it. So
that's,
she sneakily does it. So American Fiction, we it was on the docket and we just got wrapped up with work, so we didn't have a chance to watch it. And then also the Zone. Oh my God, this is gonna drive me.
Like, Taylor,
nuts.
I haven't seen anything. I literally only saw Barbie.
Oh really?
Yeah, no, I'm I don't even care who wins. I just like watching the award show. Like I literally didn't see anything.
Wait, I have to just for myself. Okay, Best Picture. American Fiction, we didn't see. Anatomy of a Fall, we saw it. Barbie, we saw it. The Holdovers, we saw it. Killers of the Flower Moon, we saw it in theaters. Maestro, we watched it. Past Lives, we just watched it. Poor Things, I watched it. It's so freaking weird.
I do want to see that.
Zone of Interest, we didn't see. So we didn't see two out of like how many, 10? So I have a firm grasp on this. Poor Things is the most fucked up movie I've ever seen. I was like gagging. I was like, I hate this.
Then I don't want to watch. Okay.
But. It's, I don't want to totally spoil it, but like there's a lot of like sex in it.
Okay.
And I'm a prude. So maybe this is just me and my Catholicness coming out. But I remember at one point I was like, the director is a perv. Like, I have this thing where I hate when directors like involve unnecessary gratuitous sex scenes. I feel like they're just like getting off on these like gorgeous actresses who are just like committing to the craft. And it makes me like angry on their behalf.
Okay.
But Emma Stone is empowered and awesome, and she wouldn't do anything she didn't want to do. And like, Yorgos Hufflepuff or whatever the fuck his last name is, did a great job. It was like a movie where you're like, that's an Oscar contender. Like, it's visually like, you're like in a Tim Burton, like the set is very weird.
That's why I want to see it. I love Emma Stone.
Yes.
I loved the costumes.
The
Every
costumes
photo I saw
are
the costumes.
Amazing.
The set looks cool. And so like those things together made me want to see it. But if it's like,
no, it's
makes you
want
to gag.
Well, at the beginning too, I was like, Emma Stone's overacting, and it's almost like, you're in trouble, girl. This is problematic the way you're acting. Like, I was like, this is not going to age well. And then you realize what's happening and you're like, oh, she did a great job. I don't want to give anything away, but like,
okay,
there are moments where you want to bail and you're like, I can't watch her act like this the whole time. And then you're like, okay, wait, this makes sense. And it's going to evolve. And then there's moments where you're like, oh my God, the sex. And then it's like, oh, okay, we're off it. We're moving on. Oh, we're back. It was like, that was like a lot of it for me. So,
okay.
But all I right. actually think it really, like, I think it should have won all of the awards.
Oh, for real?
I think it should have won Best Picture. It was just so unique, you know?
Okay.
Those are the ones that deserve to win. Like a unique storyline and just beautifully shot and just like giving a fuck artistically. And Oppenheimer, Schmoppenheimer, like, whatevs. It's like a less good imitation game.
Okay. All right.
That's how I feel. You know?
Hot take. Hot take.
You're
I have
first.
No opinions on what was nominated or what won because I haven't seen shit. I was there for the show, the sparkle, the pizzazz, the dresses, the makeup, the patting themselves on their backs. I was there for Ken.
I was there for Ken.
I was there for Mia and Sebastian. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Who's the Mia and who's the Sebastian?
OGs will know. OGs will fucking know.
You fucking idiot!
Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling from La La Land.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, your favorite of all time.
When I saw Ryan Gosling, it was like 1 second long, interact with Emma Stone during his Ken performance.
Did they give you all the feels?
No, I all of a sudden started feeling wetness and I was like, no. I was like, no, I not wetness down there. Oh my God. That sounded so weird. If you're not watching us, like if you're just listening to us, I mean, I started to cry and I couldn't believe the corner of my eye. I felt like a tear literally coming down. And I was like, this is so embarrassing that was like a 1 second interaction.
The way that I learned every word to that fucking song for tour. And then Stassi was like, psych, we're not doing the medley. I was like, yeah. I've been in my studio apartment at 4 a.m, drunk, practicing this song, whisper dancing, so that Taylor doesn't wake up, literally.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Whatever. It's a great song. Did you like Ryan Gosling's performance?
I love anything he does. He's just delicious. He was so great. I love him.
Okay, this is the thing. The performance, it's like, at first I was like, oh my God, this is the best. Like,
no, it was terrible.
And then when I watched it back, I was like, let me watch it again. I was like, it's not that good. And he was wearing sunglasses the whole time. And he was kind of low energy. And all the rest of the Kens were so totally. Much better. And then I had to remind myself, I was like, he's better at like, not stage stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's a great, you know, musical theater performer on camera.
Right.
Because you don't have to be high energy. It's different when you're on a stage. So I'm like, that's, I think, why this is so bad. Like, yeah. And it just was like kind of messy and he just didn't give a fuck. But at the same time,
he
I loved
like
it.
He was missing his mark and he was on, I don't care. Beat. He didn't give a fuck.
But I still loved every second of it.
Me too. I loved him more. If he had been too polished, it would have been like icky, like a boy band. But
you think?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to see Hugh Jackman. I wanted him to give Hugh Jackman commit.
Ain't gonna happen.
No.
Hugh Jackman is the most talented man. Don't even get me started on Greatest Showman. The way they were robbed at the Oscars.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The way they were snubbed.
Yeah, for sure. Who was your favorite dress? What was your favorite dress?
I actually have to say it was, oh my God, why am I blanking on her name right now? Oh my God, she was in Oppenheimer. No, I lied. She was in Maestro. Carey Mulligan.
Oh, she was I have two.
Girl.
Her and Lupita.
Lupita,
those two dresses, you can't touch them. You can't touch them. They were insane.
You know what? America Ferrera's dress was more simple, and I think it didn't get enough attention. But it was on camera, in motion, it was stunning.
No, it was stunning. And at first, so like, let's talk about this because let's talk about the Margot Robbie of it all and how
she really mailed it in.
What?
She mailed it in, Margot Robbie.
So this is my theory with Margot Robbie.
Was she like, was she boycotting by wearing black?
Well, so there are some theories that there's that, okay? There are some people saying, which I like this idea. So they both wore, America Ferrera and Margot Robbie both wore, I think it was Versace. And So like it's the same material. They're wearing the same material in different colors. Yes. So it was like the yin and yang thing. And so because Margot Robbie got to wear all of these amazing pink cool outfits during the whole press tour, and America Ferrera didn't, it was like a reversal. Like, you know, where like,
so it was like Margot Robbie took a step.
Yes, like Margot Robbie took a step back because it was America's time.
So it wasn't so, like in like a like it wasn't a well, dig. It was it
we
was
don't
like,
know for sure.
But
no
it was
one
more
knows.
Supportive
these are
than anything potentially
more supportive. And let me just say, Margot Robbie looked fucking stunning. Like you, she looked no matter. Like
I mean,
she looked stunning. But I just don't think Margot Robbie cares about fashion. I actually
I'm
don't
with
think.
You.
She, I don't
with
think
you.
She's. I don't think she cares. And that's like not her, that's not her thing. She doesn't need to be the most stylish one. She's like that she doesn't give a fuck. She's like, just as long as I look pretty.
She can't look bad if she fucking tries. Okay.
Yeah,
she
for
literally
sure.
could never. But that's the thing too, is that like, okay, Zendaya can do no wrong. She is a queen angel of fashion and I love her. But mm-hmm. Zendaya always like really like brings such fashion. And yeah. her dress was like pretty, but like it's so like she's so over the top, but she was a presenter. She was not like
I
an
fucking
recipient.
Loved her look.
It was great, but I just like, I like when she really goes over the top. Like yeah. I want to see Zendaya in fucking Ariana Grande's dress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like,
well, no, but I liked Zendaya's dress more. But she wasn't nominated for anything. And
right.
she's always doing the most. And still with her dress, she was still doing more than most of the people anyway.
That's true. That's true. But,
I just, I think that everyone wants Margot Robbie to be a fashion girly. I'm down. Like, I see all the TikToks about how Margot Robbie, like, because she works with Chanel, she's contracted with Chanel, and they're like, mm-hmm. this is the worst brand for her. Just, like, doesn't fit. With her, she doesn't give a fuck, you guys. Like, stop trying to make her like Miss Fashion. She doesn't care. She just likes to work with the brand that she likes. She wants to look hot. She wants to look pretty. And like, she does. Nailed it. Nailed what she came to do. She doesn't, fashion's not her priority. So let's stop trying to push it on her.
Honestly,
you know?
That's fair. You're right. But I will say, like, it's a sin. Like, you can't have a body like that and not like, it was giving Mother of the Bride, that dress.
No,
very underwhelming.
Margot Robbie?
Cachet. It was giving cachet.
No, it wasn't. You are absolutely fucking insane. Whose outfit did you hate?
I fucking hated, and I love these two, I fucking hate Florence Pugh's dress and also Emily Blunt's.
Okay.
I am not here for the shoulders.
This is the thing. When I saw Emily Blunt, I was like, it's too much. There's too much shit going on. Like, I didn't even notice the shoulders because of
the
necklaces.
Underpants part.
And just because of everything, there was too much going on. And then the hair, I was like, none of this is making sense to me. Like, I like the hair on its own. Mm-hmm. I like the necklaces on its own. Mm-hmm. I like everything on its own. And actually, I like the straps on their own if one person had done it right. Like
right.
if Emily Blunt had slicked back her hair, not on top of her head, slicked it back, taken off all the necklaces and let these weird straps be the thing,
yeah.
I would have loved it. But Florence couldn't have done it. Only one person can do the magic straps. Okay.
Magic
because when another person does, it's just like, oh, now this is just like gimmicky. Like other people are doing, what is this like a new thing? No, it like cheapened it that two people did it.
You know, when you're like nervous and you like your shoulders literally go up to your ears, that's the dress. Like the dress is giving, I'm nervous. The dress is giving, sit tall. You have bad posture. It's the bad posture dress. I hate those straps. I hate those magic straps. Like, you will not see me watch in like 2 months. I'll be like, look at my
magic straps.
And I love a shoulder pad, and it's kind of giving shoulder pad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that this is like fetch, like nice try. It's not happening.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. It's like not the best, but like it could have been a moment if it was done correctly. But I also do think Florence looked great.
I mean, Florence is a star, but like I equally hated both of their magic straps.
How did you feel about Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence's dresses?
You know, okay. So Emma, I adore, and it's Louis Vuitton, which I love Louis Vuitton, but like I love a peplum usually, but it just felt like we don't do that anymore, girl. Get out of here with that peplum.
Yeah, it did feel like she looked beautiful. It's like everyone looked beautiful. So when we come for their dresses, it's like not about like you can't deny that like they looked great. She looked great. But I'm like, this doesn't, they're out of all the dresses in the world, everyone's having so much fun with fashion right now. Why?
Why?
Like, let's like have some, but then, I don't know, maybe she wanted to look timeless, which is something that I normally gravitate towards.
Yeah, but timeless would be cut that fucking peplum off and just wear that gorgeous minty green, like fitted dress. You know what I mean?
I loved her after party dress.
I don't know what it looked like.
Oh, it's fucking good. You need to look it up. Oh, you're going to want it for yourself. It's so good.
Describe it.
It's sparkly and it like fringy-ish, like, but not fringe. It's not fringe, but like it shows part, like one leg. It was, she wore it to the Vanity Fair party. It's type in.
Okay.
I love it.
It's like, see-through and like.
It's a little see-through. Yeah.
And it's got like one, like high-low.
Yeah, but on one side.
Stassi,
I don't know. I love it.
I absolutely hate it. I hate it more than the green one.
Wow.
Wow.
It's Why do you hate it?
It's just like flurf.
What is wrong with you?
It's flurfy. It's like frumpy.
I would have worn that.
No, I wouldn't have let you worn it.
I would have worn that.
No. If you were doing a cover for a book, because I'm usually very involved in that, and you took a picture in a dress like that, I would, well, if you showed me the dress before, if there was an opportunity to change it, I'd say, girl,
I wouldn't listen to you.
Ixnay on the front bay, you know what I'm saying? No
You're
way.
Insane. Okay, no. Fine. All right.
And then Jennifer Lawrence, polka dots? She is so gorgeous. She looks good in everything, but like, again, like,
And I like a polka dot, just not, I think, with like a ball gown. Yeah. And also it's like, she has such like a hot body that like, to me, like that was a dress that like you wear, like that to me was like mother of the bride dress, where it's like, you want to like cover this part of you and like, you know, make sure like all your, you know, like that to me felt way more mature, the dress. But yeah, she looked fucking gorgeous. I loved her dress at the Vanity Fair. It was giving Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, God.
In the best way possible. You're going to hate it.
I'm going to fucking hate it.
You're
going to
fucking hate it.
It's so funny how our fashions, like you and I have evolved so much. Like, because we've known each other for so long now. We've known such different phases of our fashions. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like we've overlapped for the majority of the time. But for, I feel like I'm entering this really skanky phase.
And I'm not.
Yes.
I haven't checked, bitch.
You have to keep me. I don't want to get tacky.
No, I won't let you get tacky. This is the thing. I don't know who I'm going to be yet. Like, Kylie Jenner just did an interview the other day about her line Kai or whatever, where she said that. Did you see it yet?
I'm looking. It's very hard to get like a picture. She's like crunched over in all of them. It's like mustardy yellow or like a gold.
No, it's like a cream. It's Pride and Prejudice.
I must be looking at old ones. Why is this so hard?
Okay, look, Kylie Jenner said recently in an interview, because people are like, you know, your style has changed. Now you're like dressing, you know, fucking what? Classic. This whole like quiet luxury, like sophisticated stuff. And she said, honestly, like, it takes me a while to feel like myself again after I give birth. And it felt like, when I finally got my body back, like all the trends had changed. So like, that's why my style is different.
Yeah.
So right now I don't have my body back yet. I don't fit in all my old clothes yet. So I don't know what my style is or is going to be moving forward.
I get it. You know, like I was for so long, I was like the queen of matching sets. Like I was a matching set. Matching set was my personality. I've now realized, whoa, thanks for being friends with me during that period of my life.
I like a matching set. I love a matching set.
Yeah, but girl, I went too far with it. I really like everything in my closet. But like, you know, those like flowy, like pants that I've worn,
pants?
like forever, the cream and the black, like,
yeah,
they're no longer a part of me. And I'm just I know what you mean.
Yes, I know what you mean. Like, I am looking forward to that day when all the things that I am right now are no longer. Like, these oversized sweaters and oversized button downs, I'm, like, looking forward to the day when I'm like, I don't wear these anymore.
Right. I have
like
so
I love
many.
Them right now because I feel comfortable.
Yep.
And like I still think they're like chic enough.
You will never see a time when an oversized white crisp button down or blue and white striped or even like a French blue one is not in vogue. You fucking belt it with a heel. You are sex on a stick, bitch.
Yeah, but I just can't wait to like. It's just that's not it all the time.
Yeah,
you know.
So apparently, I know what I'm a crop top now. That's my personality. A colorful crop top.
But I love that for you. Everyone should go through a crop top phase in their life. You know,
when I wore that off the shoulder shirt with those jeans, that was a Claudia call, by the way. I had white flowy see-through pants and Claudia was like, no, put on shorts and grow the fuck up. And I was like,
oh my God, I love that because you know that I will always and forever,
I know,
until I die,
I know,
be a denim shorts with a nice top and it's a cute shoe girly.
It's forever.
Such a vibe. It's the only thing that even throughout all of Vanderpump Rules, all my 20s and my, I don't think I will ever grow out of that.
Never.
Like, I don't think I ever will.
You shouldn't. It's amazing.
Even if it's done, even if the look is dead, even if it makes me look dated, even if it's just like, God, get on with it. Like, find something new. I don't think I can.
Do not.
Tried and true.
So good. My jeans, by the way, they're my brother's.
Oh, that's fun. Did you find Jennifer Lawrence's dress yet? Pride and Prejudice?
Can't find it. I fucking give up. Every dress she's ever fucking worn on the face of the planet is online, except that one from last night.
Okay, cool. Well, you wouldn't like it anyway.
I wouldn't.
Also, so Oppenheimer won, right?
Yeah, Oppenheimer won.
Bo and I went to Bird's the other day. You know that restaurant that's like right down the street? I think we've taken you there. I was pregnant, we went and ate there. And Christopher Nolan was right there. He was eating lunch. Yeah. And Bo was like, oh, he lives in our neighborhood. And I was like, what? That's cool.
Could you please social climb him? Thank you.
Well, no, like I thought about, I was like, that's, how do people social climb? You know,
I'll tell you.
It's not.
I'll give you the blueprint on how I did it with you. You got to get Christopher Nolan to date somebody that's horrible to him, okay? That's step one. Step two, have a nicer apartment than him that he can come to for refuge. Part three, get a Soul House membership.
Dying. Okay. Dying. Do we have anything? Did you like how I just like threw that out there to like humble, just to brag real fast? Christopher Nolan lives in our neighborhood.
I love it. You know, nothing excites me more than an opportunity to social climb.
It just made, you know, it just made me feel the same way that I feel when I watch the Academy Awards, the same way I feel when I do the studio tour ride at Universal Studios.
You fucking love that ride. Let me tell you something about my best friend. The bitch loves that ride. I was so mad we were on that ride, but honestly, it actually ended up being pretty fun, but...
I just like, I love movie magic. I really love Hollywood. Like the way, like the stereotypical Hollywood, you know what I mean? Like the way we think of them. It's just, you know, the way that the old guy in The Holiday talks about it, that type of Hollywood.
Yes.
You know,
Scriddly do. Yes. I know Scriddly what
you're
saying.
Do. Yes. And that's how I felt when Christopher Nolan was sitting by us, that I was just like, if you would have told 10-year-old Stassi, you know, as she was watching the Academy Awards when she was little, that like one day you're going to be living in the same neighborhood as someone who's winning Best Picture.
Oscars.
That would have really, you know, that would have...
She's going to cry again.
Yeah. You know, that's fucking cool.
You're doing it, little Stassi. You did it.
Doing inner child work right now.
Are you?
Anyway, no, I'm not. Should I?
I don't know. Should I?
I don't know. Jealous. I just like, I hear people talk about it all the time and I'm like, should I do that? I don't know. I just like, don't really think I have any problems.
I love you so much.
I'm just like, there's not much I want to complain about.
I'm like perfect and I need to work on absolutely literally nothing
at all. Do we have anything more to say about the Academy Awards?
Everybody was orange and I don't like, does anybody have access to a good spray tan? Give me a fucking break. I know the queen of orange hands should really be talking right now, but it takes one to know one. I mean, the tans were ridiculous.
I don't feel that way. Oh, wait, can I just say something? Like, yes. I know it's like Vanessa Hudgens.
What the fuck was she doing there?
No, she was interviewing on the red carpet.
For ABC? She does.
Not for E, so for something else.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I was just so disappointed in her pregnancy look, because this is the thing, you know, like, mm-hmm. I know it's like, let's not come at pregnant women in their outfits, but like, right. let's, I've been pregnant. You're I'm allowed. Yeah. I'm allowed.
You got, and people came for your looks when you were pregnant. So it's your turn.
So like, I'm allowed.
Yeah.
This, what, that black, like she wore a tight black turtleneck dress.
Yes.
That's the type of shit that like us basic bitches wear, us plebeians. Like I wore that during my pregnancy. When I look at the Academy Awards, I want to see something that I don't have access to.
Yes.
You know? And that's how I felt about Vanessa Hudgens' dress. It's like, don't, come on. Like we're all, like that, the rest of us people on Pinterest, we're all pinning, you know, when we get pregnant, like black turtleneck dresses. Like it's very, and then naming our kids Braylon. Okay. So like, that's like literally like what all pregnant women in this country are wearing, like black turtleneck tight dresses. Show me something else.
I did like her underpants showing though. I love an underpant. I'm really here for sheer dresses with underpants.
It wasn't sheer. You're talking about her after. You're talking about her after dress.
No, oh, maybe I am. She had two black dresses. Is that what she did? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing the after party one. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've really had an issue with Vanessa Hudgens ever since she came out with the song Sneaker Night. I have an issue with it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Basically, what we're going to do is dance. Basically, what we're going to do is dance. Basically, what we're going to do is dance. We're going to dance a sneaker night. Literally, that's a song. It doesn't rhyme. It makes no sense.
What year was this?
It was a commercial for Skechers, but it was also like an original Vanessa Hudgens song.
So this was like 10 years ago, Taylor.
Yeah. And I'll never get over it.
You know what I'll never get over with Vanessa Hudgens?
What?
That she claims to be the queen of Halloween. And I just feel like that's me.
Yeah, she's honestly, she's a brand stealer. She's a sneaker pusher. And she's apparently a basic bitch on the red carpet.
Oh my God, am I Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh my God, you would never say that ever again.
Why? Do you not like Vanessa? Oh yeah, you
don't. Sneaker night!
A little something about Vanessa Hudgens I will never forget. First of all, I do not know her. Okay. So like, it's always so weird when it's like a celebrity that like you could know,
yes.
but like, you know, I don't know her. But I saw, remember when Busy Phillips had that show, that talk show?
Yeah. Oh that my was, God. Remember how we felt about that talk show?
Yes.
And we talked about it and then we walked it back.
We got really scared. Yeah. She had Vanessa Hudgens on and all Vanessa Hudgens talked about was how like, her version of partying is SoulCycle.
She's
like, I'm in the SoulCycle classes. And I'm like, yeah, this is the best time. Like she literally talked about SoulCycle the way that I talk about Dirty Martinis at the Polo Lounge.
Oh my God. And I'm salivating.
It like freaked me out because I'm just like, I could never imagine loving an exercise or like something. Like, no, it was just
people
so...
People that do exercise for fun have a mental illness as far as
I agree.
I mean, that's just like, you guys, that's... I respect you doing it. I wish I was motivated. I need to get motivated. Like, I have the utmost respect for people that exercise. But if you're like pretending it's fun, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know. And so ever since I saw that, I was like, Vanessa, like, I like Vanessa Hudgens a lot. I do.
I trust her.
And I like that she's a Halloween queen, even though, like, I feel threatened, you know? Like, but... You're telling me that working out is your fun. And now I don't know.
I can't trust anything you say.
No, everything that you say is just like, yeah.
Is this a song or is this a campaign with Skechers? I'll never know. What came first, the song or the campaign? I need answers.
Okay. I really do think that is all my Academy Awards shit. I mean, there was like nothing else that like stood out.
Al Pacino going, my eyes say Oppenheimer. Did you get that?
I didn't see that. No.
He announced the best picture winner and he was acting so weird. And like, you know how they usually run through all of the movies? He didn't. He just got his little envelope and he was like, he opened it up and then he went, my eyes are saying, I did a whole video because I was like, I cannot forget the delivery that this man just gave. And let me just find it and I will just play it for myself. So I literally see Oppenheimer. Wait, I'm all drunk. And it goes like this, and my eyes see Oppenheimer. And everybody was like this. So did Oppenheimer win? No one knew what the fuck was going on. I did have a weed drink cocktail. So I, for a while I was like, was it just me? Was that normal and it's me? I cannot with weed, by the way. Weed is not my friend. I'm like, no, I'm such a neither. Loser on weed. Oh my God.
No, don't you remember the time? Did you ever hear the story where I accidentally drank a whole bottle of weed tea in the morning and I had Vanderpump Rules interviews and press to do? And I had to get picked up by my producers in my car outside of a dry bar because it started like kicking in when I was getting my hair blown out. And I was like, I can't walk. I can't walk. And so I was in my car like with both arms up against like the door and the seat. And my producer had to come get me, and then she had to pull over, and I puked in a grocery dumpster outside in a grocery parking lot. And then my other main producer drove to come make sure I wasn't full of shit and just didn't want to do interviews. Stop. And so he had to see me puke, and they brought me to the interview space, and I just lied there on the carpet the whole time because I was like, I can't. I
relate to that. It's
and I'm never doing it again.
Wild. Somebody was like, yeah. We were at my friend's yesterday, and one of their friends brought it over. She's like, yeah, it's just like not CBD. It's like THC weed drink, but like it's great. It's legal in New Jersey. And I was like, okay. And I was like, it's a cocktail. It can't be like real weed. The first it's one, real. First of all, it was delicious. So I drank the first one and I was like, I feel good. And then I was like, I went more. I'm so hungry. And then I drank the second one. And then it was a rough night. That's all I'll say about it. I woke up this morning being like, I probably shouldn't drive. I don't know what's happening. I had so many hours of sleep. I am just finally feeling like a human.
Okay. No weed cocktails.
Not for me. For me. Delicious though. Mm. But so Al Pacino was weird. Yes, go. Let's do it.
Let's talk about, do you think Kate Middleton's alive?
So here's the thing. I'm not a royal person. And like oh my God, you will die. When I was in St. Bart's, Pippa Middleton was there at the same time.
I know.
And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like I was like, if she literally
see her?
No, and I wasn't even looking for her. And if I did see
her,
she
wouldn't be doing the things that you're doing.
Oh, shut up. Yes, she would be. Everybody was doing the things that I was doing.
No.
Yes, she would. Nikki Beach, that's where everybody who stays at Eden Rock goes to Nikki Beach. You haven't even been there. I'm telling you. We were doing all the things she would be doing. And Eden Rock kind of is for losers, in my opinion. Actually, I take that back because my friend Sam was at Eden Rock and she's fabulous. But like, it just like wasn't, the vibes weren't vibing for me at Eden Rock.
Okay. I don't know what you're fucking talking about. Anyway.
But like, who cares about Pippa and her ass? Who cares about the royal family? And I was really, this whole thing, for a while I was like, I don't care about Kate Middleton. I don't care. Who cares? And now I'm like, oh, I care. Like, what is going on?
These Let me give you some backstory just in case y'all have been living under a rock. Okay. Kate Middleton got abdominal surgery. Okay.
Was it plastic? Was it medical? We didn't know.
No one knows. All we know is that Buckingham Palace or whatever that they released a fucking press release saying that she's having abdominal surgery and she will not be seen at any of her events, things that she needs to go to until Easter. Okay.
Wow.
Which like, okay, fine. That's weird. Like, crazy. That what is it? So people are speculating, oh, she's getting a hysterectomy because she doesn't want to have another kid with William because he sucks. Like, oh, you know, or did she like just she different? Like is it plastic surgery?
Mommy makeover? She doesn't, first of all, kind of a thing.
No, because she doesn't need it.
Need it.
What could you possibly do?
Although people are like, especially when you're that high profile, I mean, something that I could say is like an admirable body, she might be like, oh, this like little paunch from the babies is bugging me.
She has none. Like she wears skin tight outfits like all the time and her body is insane. It looks like a 14-year-old.
Maybe she wants a boob job. Maybe it's like a whole abdomen boob thing.
Well, we don't know. Okay. Right. And so then people are like, Prince William, he pulled out of an event that he was supposed to go to, a really important one that was honoring like his godfather, and Prince Andrew stepped in, which is like not the fucking vibe. Where is world government when you need it to step in? You guys, I'm here. I'm waiting to take my rightful place as heir, as ruler, leader. I will steer this ship that I call the world to a better place. Hire me. Vote for me. And I will unlock all the seals anywhere I want.
I don't know what you're saying.
World government.
What's world government?
Are you joking?
Oh no, am I being a fucking idiot again?
Don't you remember when we talked about this where I said, why did they won't unseal the papers about Prince Andrew?
Yes. Like,
they won't open them because they already have been unsealed in the United States, so they can't use them in the UK because they've already been unsealed here. And so I said, what the fuck kind of loophole rule is that? Where the fuck is a world government to step in and say, we're taking the files, sealing them back up and bringing them to the UK so we can unseal them again there? Like, we need a world government to monitor all the other governments.
Who says? Oh, and you want to be the leader of the world government. I forgot. Yes. I vote for you. You got my vote.
Yes. Fuck.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I'm high.
So then there was that. And so everyone's like, oh, Kate Middleton's been seen, but has she? And then this is just where it gets really weird. For 2 to 3 days, whatever. So a photo was released. Mm-hmm. Of Kate Middleton with her 3 children. She wasn't wearing a wedding ring. That was the first thing I noticed when I saw
that. That caught my eye too.
And I was like, that's a choice. I was like, that's a choice because like everything the royal family does is calculated. So like everything. They know, like they know what they're doing and they know how people are going to react. But then when I looked at it, I was like, this looks like AI. Like, this does not look like a real photo. And then all of a sudden the photo was like announced that no one could use the photo anymore. Like, because it had been doctored. So it had been like either AI or Photoshopped or whatever. Like, okay. This is like, I don't know that this has happened. Like, the way, I don't know like the right words to say it, like how to explain, but news outlet, like Getty Images, all the places that like have images to use, they've deleted it because they don't think it's real because it's been doctored.
Per the royal family's request or per like the press integrity, if they even have that.
What I'm gathering is that it's not per the royal family's request. They're the ones that gave up the photo. Here's Lo. AP. Who's AP?
Associated Press.
Oh, Associated Press killed the photo because it's deemed doctored enough that it's a lie. So I think it's AI. I think that Kensington Palace? Buckingham Palace. This is why Pop Culture Hour needs to be clickbait hour, okay? Because I don't have all the facts.
Because we don't fucking know.
Yeah. So they released the photo, and I'm convinced that it was... Lo just said, the TikTok sleuths have put together the outfits, and it's pretty likely this was taken back in November on the same day she and the kids did the Christmas charity video that they released in December. So it's not new. Lots has been changed. So like when you see the photo now, like people have circled all the Photoshop editing fails or whatever.
Damn.
And like I'm seeing all of them. I personally thought that it was AI. I thought that was the vibe. But this is what gets even weirder. So the Associated Press took the photo.
So they said,
you can't use it anymore.
We have this photo, then everybody picks it up from Associated Press. So Associated Press, like, we're taking it down because this is a fake photo. So is that Associated Press also kind of waging war against Buckingham Palace, being like, you sent us a doctored photo, fuck off? Because, like, they know the shitstorm that this is going to create.
Right?
So, like, there's so much beneath the surface that must be happening for us to get to this point.
Right. And as of today, Kate Middleton just released a statement.
Supposedly saying,
y'all, I had a Photoshop fail. taking the responsibility. Literally, she said, I had a Photoshop. Like, not verbatim, but she said, when you take pictures, you know, I was playing around with Photoshop or playing around with editing, and like that it was on me. So is she a hostage?
Blink twice if you need help.
What's going on? Why did she... It's not, first of all, it's like not that serious. It's like weird. It's not that serious to have a Photoshopped photo. Like, why is it?
No. Weirder and weirder. Like
why would the Associated Press take down a Photoshopped photo? Like, what does it matter?
Like, it's what, like, so when I first read this, I was like, is this on her Instagram? Like, what is this? But the fact that like the Associated Press is throwing down the gauntlet. That's what they're doing by doing this. Like, who at Buckingham Palace pissed off the Associated Press? Because there's a bigger issue going on here. But what it leads me to believe, conspiracy theories, I have like my tinfoil hat on big time.
Yeah, putting it on.
I feel like, you know, okay. So something nefarious must be going on with her, with Kate. And like Buckingham Palace is doing backflips to try to cover it for some reason. And what would that reason be? To protect one of the men in Buckingham Palace? It's like, what? That's their only motivation. So it's like, it's either she had like some major surgery and, but here's the thing is like, wouldn't they want us to know if she had surgery and it didn't go well? Like, why would they even lie about that from like a logistics standpoint? So it's like, did her and William get into a fight? Did something really bad happen to her? Did she piss off Andrew at a family dinner? Like, what happened? Is she okay? Because why would they even put out a fake photo in the first place? Like, why couldn't they issue a statement like she's in recovery or like, what's the secret they're trying to hide? And why would they go, what would be so dire straits if it go to this length, these lengths to cover it up? And also the Associated Press, like totally calling out Buckingham Palace, something, someone knows a bigger story. And this is just like the tip of the iceberg.
Lo just wrote, AP is like the highest of the high in journalistic integrity, and that affects their integrity to put out an edited photo. It's not truthful. Okay, I see.
Okay.
Makes sense. This is what I think. Kate Middleton, if she was okay, physically okay, she would walk herself outside the way she has done after giving birth. Something that I could never do. Like, I could never, after I gave birth, just like go and walk outside and do like a press conference, have people. Like, she... She's in it. She's committed. She is a fucking queen. Like, if she could, she would. If she could show us that she's okay, she would. Which leads me to believe that this isn't like a fight with William. This isn't like a, this is like, I'm physically unable to show you that I'm okay. So I really do think something is wrong in terms of like her health.
But do you feel like, but like, let's say it was health associated. Why wouldn't we get news about something going on. Do you know what I mean? Because like, I don't mean to go dark, but like, let's say that something went wrong with the surgery and she's like in like, I don't know, some sort of a state where she can't communicate like with anybody else. Like, wouldn't we need to know that? God forbid, like worst case scenario happens. So then she just doesn't disappear out of nowhere.
But do you know just, what I mean? And I agree. Lo just said that she was seen today in a car, which I'm like,
but they probably body doubles and stuff like that. I mean, they're like secrecy knows no bounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's all very weird. It's all like very weird and dark. And I don't, and I, you know, even though I'm a Meghan Markle stan, I love her. I love Kate Middleton too. Okay. This photo in the car, that's literally, that's all they could get. That this doesn't make
sense.
Why she's
not right.
Something's not right. Something's not right. That's somebody who's physically able to say, I'm fine.
Right. And why wouldn't she?
That's a body double. You guys, I don't know. But what I do know is that we're repainting the outside of our house. And I told the painters that they can't power wash between 1 and 2, and I see them starting to like do it again because it's past the time. So we're going to start hearing really loud noises. So I need to wrap it up.
Okay. Got you. But what I do know is I got to go. Got it. Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers with Kate.
Literally. Yeah. I'm actually worried about her.
No, like, so am I. Like 100% so am I. Okay. Y'all, thank you for listening. Sorry, I got to go. Taylor, I love you. Everyone, go listen to Taylor Strugger's podcast, Taste of Taylor. She Thank also you. Has a Patreon. Do you and you go follow her at Taylor Strecker.
Yeah, and also we have a video up. Our St. Bart's video is up on Patreon if you're a VIP. It's really good. Just saying. It's like a cross between like a travel show with like amazing premium recs, but then also like a reality show. It's giving Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip podcaster edition.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah. Okay. Thanks everyone. Okay, cool. Bye Z's, you fucking idiots.